Book Reviews. Picture Books. Pop's Bridge by Eve Bunting. Illustrated by C.F. Payne. Robert's and Charlie's fathers are helping to create the Golden Gate Bridge. Robert's father is a skywalker, a worker who balances high in the air to spin and bend the cables. Charlie's father helps to paint the bridge. Is one job more important than the other? Zuzu's Wishing Cake by Linda Michelin. Pictures by D.B. Johnson. Zuzu loves to smile and play, but as much as she tries, she can't get the boy next door to smile. But Zuzu has a plan. She makes a wishing cake to share. For children ages 5 through 9. Henry Huggins by Beverly Cleary. Illustrated by Lewis Darling. When Henry adopts a stray dog and tries to take him home on the bus, the pair has the first of many adventures together. How does Henry end up with gallons of fish? Why is the dog pink when he enters the dog show? Find out in this classic story. The Story of Dr. Doolittle by Hugh Lofting. John Doolittle is known all over the world, but not by people. He is known by animals. This special doctor learns to speak the language of animals, and when he is asked to travel across the ocean to cure sick monkeys, he can't refuse. Join the doctor and his animal companions on an exciting voyage. For children ages 10 through 12. A Single Shard by Linda Sue Park. Every day, Tree Ear hides and watches Min, the master potter. When Min discovers the boy and offers him work, Tree Ear hopes that he will soon be able to create beautiful pottery. But when his chores are only chopping wood and digging for clay, he longs for a way to prove his worth to his master. Fairest by Gail Carson Levine. Asa is not beautiful, but her appearance is offset by her beautiful singing voice. When Asa has the opportunity to go to the capital city, she learns about true beauty, honesty, and lasting friendship. Nonfiction. Butterfly Eyes and Other Secrets of the Meadow by Joyce Sidman. Illustrated by Beth Cromes. Discover the hidden world of the meadow in these poetry riddles. Detailed illustrations accompany each poem and show some of the things only a careful observer might spot. Signing for Kids by Mickey Floden. Have you ever wanted to learn sign language? This easy-to-follow book will teach you how to communicate using a manual alphabet, as well as how to sign words about animals, food, school, family, friends, and more. These reviews do not constitute official church endorsement of these books, but the books have been carefully reviewed to ensure that church standards are observed. Warning: occasionally, characters in Henry Huggins and The Story of Dr. Doolittle, who are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, do not follow the word of wisdom. End of the section, Book Reviews.